duty, honor, country. Those three hallowed words reverently dictate what you ought to be, what you can be, and what you will be. With those powerful words, General Douglas MacArthur began his farewell address to the Corps of Cadets at the U.S. Military Academy in West Point on May 12, 1962. And today is a day that we honor these veterans who are living embodiments of duty, honor, and country. Duty, that which we ought to do. It seems that in our culture today, duty is becoming a four-letter word. We see our duty in plenty of time to avoid it. When duty calls, we're not at home. Duty is something we expect of others. We have lots of people who stand up for their rights, but fall down miserably in their duties. We ought to be and can be people characterized by duty, whether as fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, students, teachers, employees, citizens, or church members. These veterans before you did not shirk their duty. Their country called and they answered. Some volunteered, some were invited. But they fought, spilled blood, some died, to guarantee the freedoms that we take for granted. As General Robert E. Lee once said, famous quote, duty is the sublimest word in the English language. Do your duty in all things. You can do no more. You should never wish to do less. And as Isaiah said in Isaiah 6:8, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. We know our duty. Let's be about it. Veterans, you have done your duty and continue to be your duty, to do your duty. You are examples to the rest of us. Duty, honor, country, not only are these veterans living embodiments of duty, they are living embodiments of honor. Honor, integrity in one's beliefs and actions. We ought to be and can be people characterized by honor, principles greater than we, whether rooted in our conscience, our moral values, or our religious beliefs. They should cause us to want to do what's right because it's right. We should be honorable in our dealings with one another and our country. These veterans before you are men and women of honor. They fought for the honor of our great nation. Yes, the United States has made mistakes, but we try to be an honorable, respectable nation. These vets have helped ensure that. As a military historian once said, a man has honor if he holds himself to a course of conduct because of a conviction that is in the general interest, even though he is well aware that it may lead to inconvenience, personal loss, humiliation, or grave personal risk. And we know these veterans have never suffered inconvenience, personal loss, humiliation, or grave personal risk. After all, in the military, the pay is astronomical. The food is gourmet. Leisure time, limitless. Or as Peter said in 1 Peter 2, having your conduct honorable, as Christians, honorable among the Gentiles, that they when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Veterans, you have been and continue to be men and women of honor. You are examples to the rest of us. Duty, honor, country. Not only are these veterans living embodiments of duty and honor, they are living embodiments of our great country, the United States of America. We ought to be and can be a people who love our country as responsible citizens, treasuring our freedom, cherishing our unalienable rights. Sure, we have problems. Sad to see, for example, Americans know the starting lineup of their favorite football team, but they only know half the verses to the Star Spangled Banner. I'm guilty. Americans once shouted, "Give me liberty." Now they leave off the last word. But Americans are getting stronger. 25 years ago, it took two adults to carry $15 worth of groceries. Today, a child can do it. Problems, yes, in this country. But, as someone once said, my country, may she ever be right, but right or wrong, my country. And it's JFK's famous quote, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country." And as Paul said in Philippians, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." How much more should we be responsible citizens of our Heavenly Father's land, to which we one day shall all be repatriated? These veterans before you are men and women who have done for their country to the point of death. They have served all of us. We are the freest, most powerful, most decent nation on the face of the earth. Truths that we too often assume. Shame on us. These folks have given them themselves to help defend their rights that we all enjoy as Americans. Veterans, you have served and continue to serve your country. You are examples to the rest of us. Duty, honor, country. Those three hallowed words reverently dictate what you ought to be, what you can be, and what you will be. They are rallying points that give you a temper of the will, vigor of the emotions, courage over timidity. The veterans we salute here today understand these words and embody them with a profoundness that we may never fully appreciate, but yet should. In their dreams, they hear the crash of guns, the rattle of musketry, the strange mournful mutter of the battlefield, always their echoes and re-echoes, duty, honor, country. May God bless our veterans, and may God bless the United States of America. I almost made it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for our country. We thank you for our veterans. And we thank you. For the ultimate freedom we have in Christ. Amen.